You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. The idea of taking a day off for me has been something I've struggled with in my life whenever I had something I loved to do. And it's funny to look at how normal it is to take days off when you have something like school or work that you don't like doing as much. When you have something you love to do every day, it almost seems unnatural to not do it one day out of every week. When you say love playing video games like I have a lot of my life, I tried to play every single day. When I started my business, I found myself working on it every single day. And while I made fantastic progress with my business working every day, working 6 out of 7 days tends to work better for me because then I get a little space. If I work every single day, it's hard for me to get fresh new ideas. And when you'll work 6 out of 7 days, you'll find you have more time, more energy for fresh ideas, and you'll have less of a tendency to obsess over what you're doing all the time. I know for video games, I'd play every day a lot during my life, and I'd get so obsessed with various things in the game. I'd get obsessed with a relationship with another player in the game. If I was in a clan and we would be playing together all the time, and then one day there'd be a problem and I'd get so obsessed, and if the game didn't work or there was a bug or an error, it was so easy to get upset. And then when I had something like my business in my life I loved to do every single day, then I would get so obsessed and still have this issue. When I work every day, it's so easy to relentlessly focus every day on the same thing. And so on Udemy, it's been easy for months. I got obsessed with my reviews. And I just, the reviews all the time, just obsessed with that. And then I made a system where I could get more reviews out of people. And so finally, that review system didn't work out very good because Udemy got mad when I way overdid it. And all of that started from obsessing over the reviews and from not taking a little bit of space in what I did. I had months where I worked every single day on Udemy. And even when I was on vacation, I'd be checking my Udemy messages and emails and sending promo emails and checking out the website and figuring out new lectures I could make. Even when I wasn't actually doing the core work, like I am right here with you now, of making a lecture, I was doing all of the auxiliary things related to that. And so with months of no space, I then got to obsess over all of the issues and the weak points. And I lost space consciousness. I lost perspective. And then I couldn't see what I was trying to fix so bad. I couldn't see how that solution would look bad to other people. Because I didn't have a day off to just embrace and enjoy life without thinking about and doing a bunch of Udemy all day. And it has been hard for me. Lots of my days off, like I'd go to Disney with my wife, I couldn't take a true day off, even though I technically didn't check my emails or Udemy, whatever I was doing at the time. I would be talking with my wife just hours during the day about, well, I could do this in the future, I could do that in the future, maybe this or maybe that. It's a real struggle when you finally get something in your life that you love and you apply your creative genius to and you're doing all of these other things. The taking a day of rest to me has been one of the most challenging parts of maintaining my creative genius. When I don't take a day of rest, my work starts to lose some of that original feel. It starts to have more of a copied, forced, means to an end type feel. That if I take a day of rest, like after yesterday, today, my work feels a bit more original again. It feels like it's been a little while since I've been here with you and done this, even though it's only been a few days since I made a lecture in this course. And it's only been like 48 hours since I've made some lectures on Udemy. It feels like there's some space. It feels like there's a little distance from before. And that's good because that gives me the opportunity to be fresh, to get a new point of view. When you can't stop thinking or talking about something, what you get are a lot of recycled thoughts, a lot of recycled things where you heard it somewhere before, you thought of it before, and then you're thinking of it again. You get a lot of projection into the future because when you do something every day, it's very easy to start losing track of why you're doing it. You're all of a sudden, it's just what you've been doing and it feels like you've been doing it forever. And that can get unsatisfying, and then you can start wanting satisfaction in the future. You'll start to really crave, you'll want a break. And so you'll try and push harder and harder to a point where you can see some point in the future where you'll be satisfied. And I know I had a good way, well, it worked at least to take breaks. One of the only ways I found that worked for me to really take a break from my business was drinking. Once I would drink, then I'd play a bunch of video games, I'd have a hangover, and then lots of times I wouldn't hardly do anything with the business for a day or 2 days. The thing is, the way I took a break was more destructive than the benefits from the break. So lots of the things in our lives we've set up aren't really a day of rest. They're not truly a day where you're getting a break. It's a day of beating yourself down or numbing yourself with alcohol or marijuana or whatever it is you use. There's lots of things we do. And many of the great creative geniuses do these things too, to force a break. And so for me, one of the hardest things I had being sober for most of my life was taking a break. I didn't ever want to break when I wasn't drinking. I just wanted to do like video games or my business just constantly. And so taking a break has been huge for me. And taking a break, taking a day off, not by using some crutch like drinking or whatever you would want to substitute into that place to use as a crutch, but to just take a break, having a day as if my business wasn't there. To just go about a day as if my business didn't exist. What would I do? Like yesterday, I went to hang out with my wife's friends and we spent most of the day hanging out with them, just talking. I don't think I brought my business up once in the hours we were hanging out with them. And I did not mention it much that I can remember yesterday in talking with my wife or my family. It was a day of a break, of rest from what I normally do. And that is huge because now I'm back today and I just feel the passion to get in here and do more of this today. And I'm very aware of burnout because in my life, and you'll notice the more skill and talents you start to realize you have, the easier it will be to burn yourself out on things. A lot of people who are able to stay at jobs for a long time do well with rest and have a more humble view of themselves. A lot of the people who are very talented and who tend to learn things quickly, that I consider myself, I've been lots of my life, I also burn out of things all the time. Like when I was a police officer, I was always thinking about being a police officer. I was picking up overtime. I was working too many hours. And soon enough, I got really burnt out on it and didn't want to do it anymore. My friend, he's a police officer, and he has always been good with taking breaks. His days off, he's not sitting there doing cop stuff all day. He's playing video games, he's hanging out with his wife, he's going and doing things with his non-cop friends. And so he does good at putting breaks in all the time. And so if you've never got to a place in your life, if you've always been doing things like school or work, you might not see the necessity yet for a day off or for rest. But I bet you've done something in your life where you did it relentlessly every day. It might even be a relationship that didn't work out, where you just had to spend time with a person every single day. And even like with my wife, there's usually at least a day every week where we don't see much of each other. And that's healthy, because then the other 6 days a week, it's easier to appreciate all the time we have together. There'll be a day where she works late, or she goes out with her friends, that she gets up in the morning, I see her, I might talk to her a little bit, but we don't have much time together at all that day. And so in a relationship, that's a big thing too, is space. Taking not negative space, just something fresh. Doing something a little bit different. I know a lot of what I talk about is routines, getting in routines. Well, the balance to routines is having one day a week where you do a little bit different than the routines. You step out of what you normally do a little bit and have that be a habit. So with me, this is one, as I'm making this with you, I'm working on this too. I've started the last several weeks. I've realized I'm in danger of burning out on Udemy if I don't do more rest, more of these total days off like yesterday. So I'm doing that because I want to be here with you indefinitely. I don't want to be sick of teaching Udemy courses in another 6 months because this is the best thing that's ever happened in my professional life. And I know all I have to do is not take days off and I will get sick of it. So I'm here with you, doing this with you. So we'll look at next how to go about taking a day off, because it's a little harder than it seems sometimes. How to go about taking a true day off. So thank you. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. When you want to keep watching more like this, I trust you'll subscribe on YouTube and follow the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, because you'll get more videos like this almost every day where I'm just talking on and on about something that I think you might enjoy. If you want the screen capture video tutorials, I've got a video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist I think you might love and enjoy. What you've watched is part of Genius in 21 Days. This is a life-changing course that I've worked and continue working on myself to be at, live at, enjoy my full potential in life. You can see how I look now 3 years after I filmed this course. Versus the video itself, you can see a physical transformation in me that you can get going in this course yourself. I've seen reviews on it saying that this is a life-changing course, and I've experienced it for myself. You can take this course on Uthena. You might even be able to find a bit of a discount if you look in the coupons. You'll see it as a full 21-day curriculum on it here with 3 videos a day that you do here, and 2 or 3 videos you do a day. And the idea is you go through and do a practical exercise, and you do this as a part of a complete life of service and working to reach your maximum potential every single day. You do this as a part of expanding your mind, growing, and connecting. You also can take this course currently on Skillshare. When you go look in the description, you'll find a link on Skillshare. What's nice about Skillshare is that you get to take all the video courses on Skillshare, which means all my courses, plus there's 25,000 others. I get $10 when you use my link to join, plus I get a few cents for every minute you watch on my videos. The downside of Skillshare, it is $15 a month or $96 a year if you hate subscriptions. You might prefer to just go buy the course on Uthena, where you can pay once and have it for life without that kind of commitment. If you really do want to get the full Jerry Banfield experience, check out the bundles on Uthena. You can get the Forever All Course Bundle, which gives you all my courses forever for one price. Or the very best experience is the Jerry Banfield Partners. It's a mastermind for doing good and earning more online. This is where you get into my inner circle. I have weekly voice calls every week. And I've got a partners only Facebook group. You get access to experienced influencers and entrepreneurs online. What you might even do best with are the employment opportunities. I look within my partner group first for any new opportunities I have, which seem to be coming up a lot lately. Several of my partners have made something like 5 or 10 times as much as they invested in the partner membership just directly from me paying for services, things like graphic design, video editing with partners. And so other partners have applied what we've learned and talked about to earn much more than that. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We love you. You're awesome. And since you're one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I imagine I'll be seeing you again real soon. If you love law enforcement corrections, shows like Cops, you might absolutely go crazy having a great time listening to my audiobook, Officer Banfield, which describes my real life experience as with 3 years in corrections and law enforcement. It's available on Audible, where you can listen to it. That's the format I recommend. However, you can also get it on Kindle or on paperback. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com and grab it directly with a link there, because you'll feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as an author.